Chapter 23. Playing the flute, or, in other words, for begging in the streets, and doing nothing for his livelihood. In the next cell was another man, who was going to the same prison for hawking tin saucepans without license, thereby doing something for his living, in defiance of the stamp office. But, as neither of these criminals answered to the name of Oliver, or knew anything about him, Nancy made straight up to the bluff officer in the striped waistcoat, and with the most piteous wailings and lamentations, rendered more piteous by a prompt and efficient use of the street door key and the little basket, demanded her own dear brother. "I haven't got him, my dear," apostrophe said the old man. "Where is he?" ... screamed Nancy, in a distracted manner. "Why, the gentleman's got him," ... replied the officer.
"What gentleman?"
"Oh, gracious heavens! What gentleman?" ... exclaimed Nancy. In reply to this incoherent questioning, the old man informed the deeply affected sister that Oliver had been taken ill in the office, and discharged in consequence of a witness having proved the robbery to have been committed by another boy, not in custody, and that the prosecutor had carried him away, in an insensible condition, to his own residence. Of and concerning which, all the informant knew was, that it was somewhere in Pentonville, he having heard that word mentioned in the directions to the coachman. In a dreadful state of doubt and uncertainty, the agonized young woman staggered to the gate, and then, exchanging her faltering walk for a swift run, returned by the most devious and complicated route she could think of, to the domicile of the Jew. Mr. Bill Sykes no sooner heard the account of the expedition delivered, than he very hastily called up the white dog, and, putting on his hat, expeditiously departed. Without devoting any time to the formality of wishing the company good morning, "We must know where he is, my dears. He must be found," ... said the Jew, greatly excited. "Charlie, do nothing but skulk about, till you bring home some news of him. Nancy, my dear, I must have him found. I trust to you, my dear, to you and the artful for everything. Stay, stay," ... added the Jew, unlocking a drawer with a shaking hand. "There's money, my dears. I shall shut up this shop tonight. You'll know where to find me. Don't stop here a minute. Not an instant, my dears." ... With these words, he pushed them from the room, and carefully double locking and barring the door behind them, drew from its place of concealment the box which he had unintentionally disclosed to Oliver. Then, he hastily proceeded to dispose the watches and jewelry beneath his clothing. A rap at the door startled him in this occupation. "Who's there?" ... he cried in a shrill tone. "Me." ... replied the voice of the Dodger, through the keyhole. "What now?" ... cried the Jew impatiently. "Is he to be kidnapped to the other ken, Nancy says?" ... inquired the Dodger. "Yes," ... replied the Jew, "wherever she lays hands on him. Find him out, that's all. I shall know what to do next, never fear." ... the boy murmured a reply of intelligence, and hurried downstairs after his companions. "He has not peached so far," ... said the Jew as he pursued his occupation. "If he means to blab us among his new friends, we may stop his mouth yet." ... Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.